Shriyash Upanishad, translated with commentaries by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Mantra 7. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhut vijanataha tatrako mahakasoka ekatvam anupasyataha. Translation. One who sees all living entities as spiritual sparks, in quality one with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What is there as illusion or anxiety for him? Purport. Except for the two more advanced devotees described above, no one can correctly see the spiritual position of a living being. The living entities are qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord. As the sparks of the fire are qualitatively one with the nature of the fire. But sparks are not fire as far as quantity is concerned. The quantity of heat and light present in the fire is not equal to the quantity of heat and light in the sparks. The Mahabhagavata, the great devotee, sees oneness in the sense that everything is the energy of the Supreme Lord. And as there is no difference between the energy and the energetic, there is the sense of oneness. Without heat and light, there is no meaning of fire, and yet heat and light from the analytical point of view are different from fire. But in synthesis, heat and light and fire are all the same one thing. The Sanskrit words found here, ekatvam anupasyataha, mean to see the unity of the living entities from the viewpoint of the revealed scriptures. Every individual spark of the Supreme Whole has almost 80% of the known qualities of the whole, but they are not as good as the Supreme Lord. These qualities are present in minute quantity, as the living entity is but a minute part and parcel of the Supreme Whole. This is like the drop of water and the ocean. The quantity of salt present in the drop is never comparable to the quantity of salt present in the complete ocean, but the quality of the salt present in the drop is equal in quality, in chemical composition, with that present in the ocean. If the individual living being were equal both in quality and in quantity, then there would be no question of the living entities being submerged by the influence of material energy. It has already been discussed in previous mantras that no living being, even the powerful demigods, can surpass the Supreme Being in any respect. Therefore, ekatvam does not mean that a living being is equal in all respects with the Supreme Lord. It means, in a broader sense, that there is one interest. Just as in a family, the interest of all the members is one. In a nation, although different individual citizens are there, the national interest is one. Therefore, the living entities being parts and parcels of the same supreme family, the interest of the supreme being and that of the parts and parcels is not different. Every living being is the son of the supreme being. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, all living creatures, including birds, reptiles, ants, aquatics, trees, and so on, all over the universe, all are emanations from the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord, and therefore all of them belong to the same family of the Supreme Being. There is no clash of interest in spiritual life. The spiritual entities are meant for enjoyment. By nature, by constitution, every living being, both the Supreme Lord and each different part and parcel, is meant for enjoyment eternally. The living beings who are encaged in the material tabernacle are also seeking enjoyment always, but they are seeking their enjoyment on a platform which is not meant for them. Aside from this material world, there is the spiritual platform, where the Supreme Being is enjoying with his innumerable associates without any trace of material qualities. That platform is called Nirguna. On the Nirguna platform, there is no clash of enjoyment. Here, in the material world, there is always a clash between different individual beings, because here, the center of enjoyment is missed. The center of enjoyment is the Supreme Lord, who is the center of the sublime and spiritual Rasa dance. We are all meant for joining him and for enjoying life with one transcendental interest and without any clash. That is the highest platform of spiritual interest, and as soon as such a perfect form of oneness is realized, it can be no question of illusion or lamentation. Maya, or illusion, means a godless civilization, the result of which is lamentation. The godless civilization, sponsored by the modern politicians, is always full of anxieties, and that is the law of nature. No one can surpass this law, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Only those who surrender at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord can overcome the stringent laws of nature. If, therefore, we wish to get rid of all sorts of illusion and anxiety and create unity of all diverse interests, we must bring God into all our activities. The results of our activities must be used to serve the interest of the Lord and not for any other purpose, because only by serving the interest of the Lord can we feel the Atma Bhuta interest mentioned here in Sri Ashwapanishad. This and the Brahma Bhuta interest mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita are one and the same thing. The Supreme Atman, or soul, is the Lord himself, and the minute Atman is the living entity. The Supreme Atman, or Paramatman, alone maintains all the individual minute beings, because the Supreme Lord wants to derive pleasure out of their affection. The Father extends himself to his children and maintains them in order to derive pleasure. If the children of the Father are obedient to his will, family affairs will run smoothly, with one interest and a pleasing atmosphere. Exactly the same thing is transcendentally arranged in the Brahman, or absolute family of the Param Brahman, the Supreme Spirit. The Param Brahman is as much a person as the individual entities are. None of them are impersonal. Such transcendental personalities are full of transcendental bliss, knowledge, and eternal life. That is the real position of spiritual existence, and as soon as one is fully cognizant of this transcendental position, he at once surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Being, Sri Krishna. But such Mahatmas, great souls, are very rarely seen, because such transcendental realization is achieved after only many, many births. Once attained, however, there is no more illusion or distress, no more of the misery of material existence, and there is no birth and death as we experience in the present status of our life. That is the information we get from this mantra of Sri Ashwapanishad.